This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, the Age Force Essential Amino Acid Patch is available to my audience for another 48 hours at a buy one, get one free. Go to superhumanradio.com, click one of the banner ads to learn more about the new transdermally delivered essential amino acids. Okay, it wouldn't be Superhuman Radio if from time to time we didn't have Dr. Michael Smith on the show to bring us up to speed on all the new things that are happening in life extension. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
I'm good, Carl. It's great to hear you. I haven't been on your show in a while.
I know, and that's my fault. I apologize for that. Not because you haven't been available. It's because I haven't been eating enough onions, Dr. Smith, so I keep forgetting.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Anyway, but okay. First I want to mention something. I want to plug something. Life Extension Foundation has sponsored the new Suzanne Summers show. We cannot minimize the effects that Suzanne Summers has had through her own life journey in bringing more life extension information to the masses. A lot of people who would have never looked to life extension have done so, especially women, thanks to many of her books, her latest being Bombshell. And so she has a new Suzanne Summers talk show where she's going to be talking about nothing other than life extension topics. And guess what? LEF.org is the sponsor. I applaud you guys for doing that.
Thank you, Carl. We're really excited about this. You know, I know Suzanne Summers sometimes has that Three's Company Chrissy character that she can't get away from, and I know a lot of people in that are not in our industry don't realize how much she's actually done for the industry, you know, with her own personal history with breast cancer. You know, she's used a lot of the information at Life Extension that we have put together throughout her life, really, to fight some of those diseases she went through with alternative therapies. And so she's really excited about her show. And she naturally invited us on because of the fact that she is a member with Life Extension. And
well,
she
and that means when you say she's invited us on, you mean you. You're going to be on the show a few times, right?
Yes, I will be one of the reoccurring doctors on her show. We have different topics. Now, her show is going to be more like a lifestyle-type program, and we'll have a segment on a few of them that kind of fit that overall theme. For instance, I'll be doing one on detoxing your liver, which goes with a whole show on just detoxing your environment, your home, different things like that. So we're really excited, and I know she is. And this is big for us. It's big for her. And, yeah, it's going to be on Lifetime Television in the fall.
Cool. Very, very cool. Okay, so let's move on into the subject matter at hand. So what is exciting and new going on over at LEF.org that you folks are promoting right now? What's new?
Well, you know, the first thing that I wanted to talk to you about was some of the current research coming out about onions. Right?
Yes.
You had mentioned that before because we talked offline and you were really excited about this blog that I wrote.
And I have to credit Elisa. Elisa Profumo is the one who pointed out the blog to me. That you had written, "This is Your Brain on Onions," I believe was the name of the blog, right?
Right. Yeah. And it's one of those things. Well, I got to tell you, Carl, I love my job. It's so cool because I get to sit at my desk and I get to scour the research that's going out throughout the world, really, and I get to find the cool stuff that I think will make an impact in people's lives and stuff that we could actually use, right? Not some of this far-off stuff sometimes we read about, but simple stuff that you can actually go to your grocery store and use in cooking that can actually have a major impact on brain health. And we know now the onion is really taking off as a brain food.
Really?
You know, we tend to, what are we using? When you think of brain food, you think of the omega-3s,
right?
Blueberry, You know, you have some of your extracts of herbs and stuff, the ashwagandhas, the ginsengs, the herbal remedies, and all that stuff is good, but it's more research is really pointing to the power of onions. You know, they're loaded with different types of antioxidants, polyphenols, and studies are now showing pretty clearly that an onion a day is probably what keeps at least the brain doctor
away. An entire onion a day?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but I remember an episode of The Little Rascals where
I'm not old enough to remember that. Carl.
Okay. where I forget if it was Spanky or Alfalfa were eating onions. And every time he would go and talk to Darla and she would get a whiff of his breath and she'd go into the camera, onion, like that. And it's like, so I mean, you know, an entire onion,
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up. My mom, I remember growing up. Now, my mom's side of the family is Greek. My mom's maiden name is Scrogiani.
Okay.
My grandfather's name was Apostle Scrogiani. So on that side, you know, the Greek family ate a lot of fresh vegetables, mm-hmm. fruits every day. And I remember my mom and my aunt, her sister, eating sweeter white whole onions like we do apples.
Apple. I was just going to say, biting into it like an apple, yes.
They did. And now I think most people probably cook with the onions that are a little bit more pungent. And so that thought of doing that is hard to understand. But there are different types of onions, and some of them are a lot more sweeter, right?
Right.
Than some of the other more pungent varieties. So whatever white onion they were doing, it was obviously a sweeter one. And it's, you know what, listen, the Greeks know what they're doing. I mean, the Mediterranean diet works because it's fresh, whole, real food, and onions right. are always a part of that. So it turns out that the antioxidants in onions, now, let me first set up the studies that were done and what I think the implication of this is in the future. The studies were looking at people who had strokes. Now, you know, with a stroke, specifically an ischemic stroke, that's the most common type of stroke where there's a blockage in one of the cerebral arteries, right?
Right.
It's kind of like the equivalent of a heart attack, but in your brain.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I'm sure, as you know, and maybe many of your listeners already know this, that the recovery, if it's a real full-blown stroke, Carl, it's really hard to recover from that. There's not a lot that we can do. If you get it early, you can destroy the clot that's formed. You know, getting into rehab early on is very important to better outcomes. But if it's a decent stroke, man, those are really tough to recover from, and the outcome and prognosis, especially
because basically of necrosis of the area of the ischemia, right?
Yeah, and it's not even the area. We know when people suffer a stroke, what happens, and this is where onions play a role here, when you block off a certain cerebral artery to a small area of brain tissue, that area becomes infarcted. But then there is this area that's known as the umbrella, where, think about it, when you open up an umbrella, it starts from a point and spreads out.
Right.
Well, that's what happens in the brain. You essentially infarct or kill off a very small region, but what happens around it is really where the damage occurs. There's
right.
a lot of swelling in this umbrella. There's a lot of ischemic damage. It's not totally occluded of oxygen, but just enough to where these nerve cells start to swell. And when nerve cells swell, that's not a good situation. They may not be dead, but they're not going to function as well.
Right.
And what we know, coming from radiology, you can't really see early on a stroke like on a CAT scan, but
mm-hmm.
what you can see is the umbrella. And the larger the umbrella, you know, the worse the outcome will be for that stroke victim. And if you're over 65, for many people, that means a life in a nursing home from now on.
Right.
And so what we've discovered is the antioxidants in onions actually decrease that umbrella size.
Really?
So you're actually seeing a reduction of the oxidative stress, the edema, the inflammation that's occurring around the stroke with the antioxidants from onions, which means, in the long run, I think where this is going to go is a better prognosis of stroke in the future. So could eating onions or at least taking an extract of onions be a part of a post-stroke workup that will actually improve outcome? And I think based on these small studies that I wrote about in that blog, absolutely. And that's why we're excited about it.
Now, I know you don't have all the information in front of you because your laptop actually kind of crashed right before the interview. But
right, and I need to eat some onions, right?
There you go.
My brain function.
Yeah. But
because I can't remember what I wrote. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I mean, what is it that's unique about the antioxidants in onions that we can't get from other fantastic antioxidants?
Good question. And that always becomes, you know, and that's a question we try to look at Life Extension. We ask ourselves, what is it about, you know, pomegranate that's so powerful to the endothelial cell? What is it now in this case of onion that's so powerful to the brain cell after a stroke? And what we know is that there is a specific oxidative protein, an oxidative stressor called MDA, that is pretty specific to the brain, and the antioxidants in onions have a greater affinity for sequestering that particular free radical that's a central nervous system free radical than other antioxidants do. I've always taught this, Carl, and I think this is a perfect example of this, that we need to eat a wide variety of antioxidants from a wide variety of sources. Why? Because free radicals are all different. The oxidative free radicals are not the same. So that's why pomegranate is great for your heart. It turns out onions is good for that specific oxidative marker in the brain. Now, another reason, what I'm about to tell you is a Mike-ism, or it's my personal opinion based on what I'm reading about onions. And I make the connection back to coconut oil. You know, coconut oil is really good for the brain, too. As a matter of fact, it was one of the first real true foods that were studied in Alzheimer's, right?
Right.
And it wasn't because of the fats, although there are saturated fats that are important for the brain in coconut oil. There are the polyunsaturated fats, omega-6, omega-3s. Those are important. But what we've discovered over the years, it's really the ketones that you find in coconut that really is so beneficial for brain cell structure. Guess what onions are high in?
Ketones?
Ketones. Yeah. So I wonder if that's the connection. Should we be looking at more of a ketone-type extract rather than focusing on the food itself, like onion and coconut?
Ketones are all the rage right now, with raspberry ketones providing this and that. I mean, it just seems like We learn about some new molecule, and then we find out all these wonderful things that it does. But then again, you know, I use my critical thinking skills and I look back. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, Carl. Forget the raspberry ketones, and that got popular because Dr. Oz talked about it.
Yeah,
and
right.
Maybe they should be popular. I don't know. But I'm just making a connection. All I know is you have two totally different foods, right? You got coconut. And you got onions, not even totally close to being related, yet they have this major benefit in the brain. And the one thing they do share in common
is ketones.
Are the ketones.
No, I agree with you 100%. But this is why I'm so I really believe that the whole food sources tend to, over time, we find out, oh, there's something else in there that's working as well.
And you know, I really believe that we all need to be eating produce from organic soil.
Yes.
And I think you would agree with that. The good news though, onions themselves, you can cook onions at high temperatures and for a long time. And because of the way the onion is structured, how it's layered, those ketones and antioxidants are not destroyed by higher cooking temperatures and longer cooking times as other antioxidants from other vegetables are. So if, you know, listen, buy organic, but that's not always easy for people to do. It can be expensive. But it looks like even just a onion bought from a regular soil, a non-organic soil, if you cook it long enough, you'll still get the benefits from it. So that's some good news.
Interesting. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Dr. Michael Smith will endow us with additional knowledge to help us live longer and live stronger. If you don't have a copy of Life Extension Magazine now, you can get a free 6-month subscription by going to superhumanradio.com, looking on the bottom right-hand side of the website to Great Magazine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Noise,
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better. Even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha-hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV, 3-Master-Drol, reborn now with Epi-Androstain, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you have not read Adele Moose's blog yet at Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, you're missing out on a great opportunity. He turns out the best articles, and I see these studies come across my desk that he writes about. A day later, he has a great synopsis of this research. Saves you the time of having to be a genius, because he already is. Go to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com today and check it out. We're talking this hour with the soon-to-be-famous, thanks to Suzanne Summers' new TV show, Dr. Michael Smith. But we had him here first, and we love him. Anyway, well, okay, so Dr. Smith, what else is new in the area of life extension?
I've been working with life extension for over 5 years now. I don't know if you know that, Carl.
I didn't.
Let me set this up, because just for a moment, I am going to just promote what we do here at Life Extension, because we're very proud of what we do here. Okay, and so just bear with me for a sec. I came to work here a little over 5 years ago, and I came from Texas, and I was looking for a place where I could maybe spend about a year just learning about natural medicine. I was going to take it back to Texas, where I was going to apply what I learned integrate it with my conventional training, right, and become a true integrative doctor. And I was going to do like a general practice, an anti-aging thing. Well, I've been here, 5 years later, I'm still here at Life Extension, because we really are doing some great stuff. And I want to go ahead and mention this to you. You can read the details of what I'm going to talk about now in the August 2012 magazine. So you're getting kind of a preview of what we're going to talk about. And in 2002, we wrote an article of the dangers of too much calcium and that calcium should never be taken by itself. And now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in the journal Heart in June 2012, a study was published that showed calcium supplements may actually increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. And this study was looking at about 24,000 Europeans and suggested that people taking only calcium supplements were about twice as likely to have a heart attack. And we already knew that. We already talked about that in 2002. What we're worried about, though, is when you read this study, and if people go to the Heart Journal, it's very simple. You go to PubMed, pull it up. You get this impression that you should stop all calcium supplementation. That you should watch calcium in your diet, and that's not the case. And we're afraid, once again, that the way mainstream medicine is marketing or promoting this study, people are going to get the wrong impression and that they should avoid calcium. We think that could be very dangerous. We actually agree with this study. We agree that calcium should not be taken alone. You have to always make sure, number one, you have magnesium with it, right? We know that magnesium is actually a calcium channel blocker.
Right.
So when you're taking calcium and magnesium together, you get the benefits of calcium to your body and to your bones without overdriving the cardiovascular system. That's one of the big reasons you take calcium and magnesium together. Of course, guess what? When this European study looked at the 24,000 people, they didn't mention that. They didn't even try to factor that in. They were just looking at calcium and calcium alone. So we don't really know what kind of impact magnesium would have had in this study. So keep that in mind. Number one, calcium has to be taken with magnesium. We know that when there's a magnesium deficiency, that elevates intracellular calcium, and that accelerates atherosclerosis. So we talked about that in 2002. The second issue, and this is really the real take-home message here. Magnesium deficiency is what is contributing to the vascular disease, not calcium supplements. It's really the fact that most Americans today, even people who take this stuff seriously, are not getting near enough magnesium. We really believe that even in this industry, even your listeners probably right now, Carl, are far below the optimal amount of magnesium every day. And then when you add to the fact that they're probably taking calcium in different bone supplements, multivitamins, now you really have an issue. You really have set up an even greater relative type magnesium deficiency, and that's why this study shows the type of effect it did on the heart. So we got to remember that it's really the magnesium that was the contributing factor to the heart disease in this large European study. Another thing to remember, though, we've already had people call in, our members, you know, we have members all over the world, a lot of them are in Europe, and they called in, aware of this study, they called in, you know, thinking that, okay, well, maybe I need to change to another multi that doesn't have calcium, or maybe I need to get calcium out of my diet. That's completely the opposite thinking. What people need to understand is that calcium in your blood has to remain at a very
narrow
range, right?
Right.
And if you go above or beyond, above that or below that, the body is going to do things to bring you back to that narrow range. It's called calcium homeostasis. Homeostasis is simply a fancy word for keeping things equal, right?
Right.
So calcium needs to be in a nice narrow range. And if you're not getting calcium through your diet, whether it's a supplement or food, your body has to maintain that blood level. And if you're not getting it from an external source, it's going to get it from an internal source. And what's that internal source? Your bones. And when calcium is pulled out of the bones, that is a pathological process called calcinosis. When you have a magnesium deficiency, which we have, We're scared now people are going to stop taking their calcium and they're going to stop eating their calcium. You put those two together, now we're going to see a rise in hardening of arteries. We're going to see more calcium being enlarged in the wall of people's arteries because of this study, because they didn't fully explain the pathology that needed to be explained here. So you do have to continue to take your calcium. We just want to pair it with magnesium. And then, of course, the other vitamin you got to pair it with is vitamin K.
Well, and see, I talked about the overuse of calcium years ago, and quite frankly, it wasn't something I parroted that I heard, but it just made sense to me that taking a calcium supplement without analyzing the amount of calcium that somebody is getting from their diet is foolish.
Right. You do have to look at both.
Here's the thing: right. unless you're on a 600 calorie a day diet because you're on some stupid fad HCG diet or something like that, if you're eating 3 to 5 meals a day, there's a really good chance you're getting 600, 700 milligrams of calcium a day. And then taking a 1,000 milligram calcium tab on top of that, which is what most doctors prescribe, is really way too
much.
When
you add to that issue, and we agree with you that when you look at your calcium intake, it should be supplement plus diet.
Right.
And that's where your total a number should come from both sources. And you're right, a lot of people weren't doing that. They were taking higher doses of calcium. They were getting plenty out of their diet. Maybe they didn't need that extra calcium pill. We agree with you there, but what we're saying here is this, and this study confirms this, that when you have people who are on those calcium supplements, they're eating calcium from their diet, the main mineral that we're really talking about here is not calcium. It's the deficiency of the magnesium in the diet that's really causing the problem. It's not so much that people need to stop their multivitamin with calcium, which is what this study kind of looks like. When you read it, it's kind of like, stop taking all calcium. You know how the media portrays
this
stuff.
Yes.
That's not the point. The point really is to add magnesium.
Yeah,
and these
ratios are so important. And I'll give you another example. This is something you probably don't come across, but in our side of the fence, where you have the emphasis on physical culture, and this is actually something that Adel Moussa, the guy whose blog I plugged earlier, he and I are working on a little project right now. And there is a overuse of zinc right now, especially amongst athletes. And athletes believe that taking higher doses of zinc will raise testosterone because zinc plays a role in a reduction of aromatase enzyme.
Correct.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the problem with that. Anytime you take any mineral in excess, it A, competes with other minerals, and B, becomes imbalanced in its partner mineral. So, for instance, an increase in zinc can actually cause a decrease in copper. And a lot of people don't give copper a lot of thought, but in the upcoming right. months, we're actually doing a Superhuman University seminar about this. Copper is much more important than people give credit to. So what the point I'm trying to make here is this. The real problem in all this is, and if people would look to their diets first and get zeroed in on how much magnesium, how much copper, how much zinc, how much potassium, how much calcium they're getting, then they can adjust it in their diets first easily. And then if they happen to be on some sort of specially prescribed diet, then they have to turn to supplements. But the problem is this. Every time the media promotes calcium, well, people start taking a lot of calcium, and we find out that magnesium goes down. By the way, magnesium comes from the bones, too, when you don't get enough of it in your diet. So every time they come up, now, my fear is people will start over-supplementing with one, under-supplement. We really need to look at these minerals in tandem. We need to say, you need to be getting all of these minerals in these
Correct.
Types of ratios, and then the problem goes away. But every time we focus on one, people are deficient in
and
this.
That's,
people are,
and that's what
causes
and
problems.
That's what these studies do. And that's
yes.
what these studies do, Carl. When you look at when you read the conclusion of this study, that's again June 2012 in the journal Heart. You read the conclusion. They basically are saying calcium. Too much calcium in your diet or through a supplement increases your risk of a heart attack by twofold.
Right.
And that's not really the case. What they're totally neglecting is the imbalance that you're causing
right.
between the calcium and the magnesium. And what we're really pointing out, it's not the calcium, it's really the deficiency of magnesium.
So really
we
what the message should have been, An imbalance between calcium and magnesium causes a higher risk of heart disorder.
That would have been, that's the take-home message. But when you read their conclusion, people are going to read that. Now, remember, we, Carl, we have to be careful here. You and Life Extension, myself, we have to remember that our audience, the people we talk to every day, your audience listening right now, are very smart.
Right.
But you have to remember that when the media picks this kind of stuff up, this was on the Today Show, this was on Fox News, this was on CNN. I mean, you got to think about the average person who's listening to those shows. They don't understand all of this like you do, Life Extension, your listeners. And so the take-home message they get, calcium's dangerous.
Stop taking it. Oh, I got to stop taking
my
calcium.
And that is so far from the truth.
Right.
But that's what the average person is hearing. That's what they get stuck in their head. They then start telling their friends, "Oh, you shouldn't be doing any calcium," and then it just snowballs from there. And it gets so frustrating to us because really the truth of the science is literally just being hidden, and the media doesn't want to pick it up because talking about balancing minerals is not as exciting as saying calcium kills.
Well, it also can't be done in a sound bite. You have to start to explain the relationships of these minerals to each other and what they compete against other minerals, and now all of a sudden you've got to dedicate 15 minutes because now you have to educate somebody.
They're not going to do that.
They want to remember Frankenstein? Yeah. Oh, smoke good. They just want to go, oh, calcium bad, and then move on to the
kill
next.
Kill your heart.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find out what else is on the mind of Dr. Michael Smith. And it's probably a lot more than you or I. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
MassPro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formax changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formax. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formax banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve at athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Dr. Smith, what else are you passionate about right now?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm more and more excited about the research that's going on with pine bark extract.
Really?
The pycnogenol. Yeah.
Oh, yes, the pycnogenol. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got to tell you, we I think well, there's two things I think you should look out for in the future, and we'll talk about both of these briefly. One is the pycnogenol, and I really think the next thing that you're going to see for 2013, or even the rest of 2012 and into 2013, is going to be an explosion in this industry of different types of spice extracts. I think the spices is really the next big thing in this industry. Let's talk about the pycnogenol first. Do you like pine bark extract?
Yeah,
I
don't use it. No, because I'm on HRT, don't forget, as well. So, and I do take a couple things that are supposed to modulate a little bit, some excess hormone levels, but, I'm on pretty tight, HRT, regimen right now.
Right. Well, a lot of people that don't like to do, that aren't wanting to do the hormones, pycnogenol has been shown to be able to have, some hormone balancing effects. It helps to stimulate some of the more central nervous system hormones that affect the gonads for humans. We also know that pycnogenol really is an awesome supplement when it comes to the five leading theories of aging. And we can discuss this a little bit, Carl, because I know there's some opposing thoughts about this. But the five leading theories of aging to date are oxidative stress, membrane damage, genetic damage, DNA damage, inflammation and glycation. Those seem to be the leading causes of why we age. Now, yes, I know that there's a whole really class of thought out there that says maybe those really aren't the causes of why we age, that there's this idea that some of these things might actually be important in slowing the aging process, because when you have oxidative stress, for instance, in your life, that activates defense mechanism. That's called hormesis. And I understand that there's a whole study out there going on of how these different things might actually be protective. But I don't think anybody would argue the fact that in this very toxic environment, all of these things are far greater than what they were supposed to be. We're losing our ozone. We're stressed out. There's toxins in our environment. We got hormones and pesticides. I don't think anybody would argue the fact that some of these mechanisms that we think are causing aging today are there because they're just so rampant. You know, maybe they do have benefit when we're younger or in a better environment, but when you put it all together, at this point in time, these five mechanisms still remain the top reasons or theories of why we age. And guess what? Pycnogenol really does affect all of them. If you look at oxidative stress, pine bark extract reduces free radicals, and what it does is it actually, pycnogenol has an ability to go in there and boost your own cellular antioxidants. It has an effect on the production of sod, of glutathione, and some other types of like catalase and peroxidase. I mean, that's powerful stuff, to be able to go in there at the genetic level. This is true nutrigenomics. Pycnogenol is able to turn on the production of your own cellular antioxidants. That's just one example. Membrane damage. Pycnogenol stabilizes membranes. It actually is able to prevent leakage and rupture of nerve cell membranes, and it probably does have an effect in things like tremor disorders and Parkinson's. I think you'll see some research coming out there. It protects your DNA. We know for a fact that pine bark extract reduces DNA damage by multiple effects. Yeah, absolutely. Probably through telomerase activity, through polymerase activity. It has multiple effects along your DNA strand. It's anti-inflammatory. We know that it's knocking down tumor necrosis factor alpha, which is a major one. It helps to balance out the different cytokines to the more protective ones. And then it prevents the glycation or cross-linking of proteins, which is one of the newest theories of aging that
right.
we know that happens from too much sugar. So when you really add all that up, pycnogenol is pretty powerful. It also has a really interesting story behind it. Pine bark extract really started in the skincare industry. I know a lot of people think of it more in cholesterol in the heart, and
right.
that's where I think a lot of people focus on that. That's not where it started. It started as in skincare products, and it was quite powerful at improving collagen and elastin formation in skin cells. And what we're now showing is, you know, your skin is basically a bunch of connective tissue. Connective tissue, like the collagen and the elastin, are surrogate markers for internal aging. If you have a lot of wrinkles on your face, most likely you've got a lot of wrinkles, I put that in quotation, inside your body, because the same processes that affect those connective tissues in your skin are going on inside. So wrinkles, we're now thinking, discolorization in your skin, lackluster skin, is probably a sign of something going on internally. Well, pycnogenol improves skin tone. It probably also, through all these different mechanisms, improves internal aging. I think we're going to focus a lot on pine bark extract.
I mean, pycnogenol sounds like that if you could, you know how you always talk about, you know, the base number of supplements that a person takes. It sounds like one of the foundation supplements because it does so much. How many milligrams? What standardization? What should people look for, assuming that they're not buying it from LEF?
Well, all of the studies, the oxidative stress, the membrane damage, all that I just went over, most of them was around 200 to 400 milligrams of pine bark extract, standardized to at least 50% of the key antioxidants. So 200 to 400 milligrams. We're going to be adding this to a lot of our formulas coming up in the near future, maybe even into our big flagship product, which is Life Extension Mix. We're probably going to add it to, we have a really good product for stress-related skin conditions. We'll probably add it to that.
When you say stress-related, you mean things like eczema and dermatitis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're it's pretty clear now. Most of those most of those skin disorders, psoriasis, eczema, are stress related, and that's why things like ashwagandha work so well for people with psoriasis, for instance, because you're controlling cortisol. Pycnogenol has an effect on cortisol. We've seen that. So combining those two could be a very powerful product for people with psoriasis.
What about the acute forms of some of these disorders, like herpes zoster, for instance?
Well, that's a good question. Unfortunately, there you're dealing with the activation of a virus due to lowering of the immune system.
It's a virus that resides in the neuron and is triggered by stress, they say, right?
It is, but the ultimate reason it triggers, you know, think of it this way. Those viruses, Carl, are always looking to activate. And the reason they don't, well, they actually are always activating. You're just able to control it because of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
What really happens with the stressor is not in the cell that the virus resides. It's in the dampening of the immune system. The minute cortisol goes up because of a stress response, the first thing that energy is taken away from is your bone marrow. And that's where your immune cells come from. So you see a drop in antibody production. You see a drop in T cell and B cell differentiation when you have a rise in cortisol. And that's probably the leading factor why those viruses can activate. But by the way, we know pycnogenol does have an effect on hematopoiesis, white blood cell production.
Right.
We're actually thinking maybe a shark liver oil pycnogenol combination might be good during the flu season.
Mm.
Again, it's one of those nutrients that just seems to be really taking off, like PQQ, pyroloquinoline, quinone last year for us really took off. A lot of good research. Pycnogenol, this is nothing new. I mean, it's been around for years, but the research is finally coming in on it. Good, solid research, and we're excited.
What, real quick, before we go into the break, does shark liver have any vitamin A and vitamin D in it, to your knowledge?
It depends, I guess, on how much it's microfiltered. I think, in general, it will have some of those those fat-soluble vitamins. But if you're really going for the pure oils in those, it most likely will be.
I gotta share a story with you really quick, really, really quick.
Sure.
I have a loved one, who was, suffering from, I'm trying to think of the name of this type of acne. It's a very, very, very,
like pustular form, really
yes.
scarring, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And there's a name for it, and it's the name just slips my tongue right now. And she was just, you know, a beautiful girl, and then she's got these marks on her face, and she's going to have some scarring, but it'll probably go away after years. And so I did a little research, and in one study, they used 300,000 IUs for a month of vitamin A, real vitamin A, not beta mm-hmm. carotene. Real. And so
right.
I told her to try 100,000 IUs of vitamin A for a couple weeks, and let's see what happens. And son of a gun, if it didn't go away. And she couldn't get rid of it for the life of her, the poor thing. And yeah. This type of acne, I'll probably think of the name during the break. It's very aggressive, and people don't get rid of it very easily, except when they use Accutane. And Accutane is really a synthetic form of vitamin A, as
vitamin
I found
a,
out.
Yeah.
I think you
were right in trying the natural vitamin A in that case. And just another thing to throw in there. Scarring from, if she does have some scarring, and I'm sure some of your listeners maybe, deal with this, you know what really works for the scarring after things have calmed down, the inflammation in the skin has calmed down, to significantly diminish the scarring, what works really well are the Swiss apple stem cells.
Swiss apple
stem cells.
Do they have that in like a topical cream or something?
It's a serum, yeah, it's a serum. And just very little applied right to the acne scar itself takes away that purple color. It improves
uh-huh.
the skin tone in the area. It's quite dramatic. And that's another thing I think we're going to look at in developing over the next year or so. Swiss apple stem cells.
Serum. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will wrap up the interview with Dr. Michael Smith. If you don't already have a copy of Life Extension Magazine, go to superhumanradio.com. Down in the bottom right-hand corner side, you can call the 800 number or click the link. Get a free 6-month subscription. Be the smartest person on your block. We'll be right back.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotriol.
glutathione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The best researcher in the world, Dr. Michael Smith, is a fellow who lives in Munster, Germany. His name is Adel Moussa. Unfortunately, or fortunately, he took the path of physics. He's a physics professor there. But he does some of the best research in the areas of the discussions that we have on the show. And as I'm talking quite often, he'll be posting research on my Facebook wall. So like when you were talking about magnesium and calcium, he posts a study, calcium magnesium ratios in local groundwater and the incidence of acute myocardial infarction among males. Right. 14,000 individuals and subjects in this study. He points out, concurring what you were talking about. So then a second ago, I couldn't remember the type of the acne, and it's called acne vulgaris, acne. Yeah. It's actually also known as cystic acne. And so as we go into the break, he goes, this must be the study you were referring to. Oral vitamin A and acne vulgaris preliminary report. he's great.
Listen, Carl, I do a lot of the social media here and I'll do some interaction on Facebook. And I got to tell you, we have, just like you, we have some great members and some great people who are just so passionate about their health in this industry that sometimes, if there's a question out there, if I just wait long enough, our own members will answer the question
right,
for me.
Right.
And I could just have a cup of coffee and just wait for the answer to come in.
if you ever have a minute, and I know that you do a lot of research, if you ever have a minute, if you want to see one of the best blogs I've ever seen in my life, not only the content.
Send me the link if you can.
Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. I will send you the link. But he put so much work in and he's got a great sense of humor and anecdotes. And it's really one of the most fun blogs to read and learn something at the same time. So it's
really let me tell you something. I one of the things I've learned doing this for many years now, Carl, I have so much to learn, and I'm open to learning different. I mean, the minute you talk to a doctor or a PhD person who thinks they got it all, you need to walk out the door because it's just sad. Yeah. They don't, I promise you.
It's impossible to get it all. All right, so let's talk about that. Since we're talking about learning it all and science, you want to discuss the issues related to bunk science sometimes.
It just upsets me. More and more, we're seeing really poorly designed studies, just bashing the supplement industry. Don't think that this doesn't coincide with the FDA's new dietary ingredient guidelines. I mean, there is a behind the door scenes to really knock down this industry because Big Pharma doesn't like the ideas that people can actually prevent disease. Their whole business model is based on the fact, Carl, that you get sick. That's their whole business model. So you see a lot of studies coming out that are poorly designed. They fail just like they designed them to fail, and then the media picks them up and splatters them all over, the news outlets, and it just drives me crazy. The latest one, let me ask you this, Carl. Do you ever use milk thistle for liver?
Every day. I take milk thistle and N-acetylcysteine every single day.
Well, according to a new study that just came out, milk thistle does nothing for the liver.
Yeah,
that was what was plastered on CNN, you know, on WebMD, on some of the news outlets. Milk thistle doesn't do anything for your liver. Stop taking it. It's a waste of your time. And it drives me crazy. So, you know, I look at the study, being the type of person I am. I'm going to look at the study. Let me check this out myself. It turns out that they studied milk thistle in very, very sick people with hepatitis C. We're talking about people who had already failed all conventional treatments, specifically interferon, which is a powerful, powerful antiviral that, if it works, can almost cure hepatitis C in a few people. Well, these people failed interferon therapy. They didn't fail because of side effects. They failed because the interferon didn't work in them. So they take these people who have no hope left, and they give them milk thistle. Milk thistle actually improves some of their liver enzymes, by the way, but they didn't even mention that. But the milk thistle overall doesn't change their viral load, and then the headline is, milk thistle fails. And that's the type of stuff out there that your listeners must be aware of. Before you listen to any headline on any major news outlet, you need to ask yourself, who did they study this in? And what did they use? Did they use the right dose, the right quality? But overall, what you'll find, Carl, is that these studies that are poorly designed, they are testing supplements in already sick people who already have failed other conventional medicines and have a bad prognosis. And it's sad. It's unfortunate for that person, but that's who they choose to study, and it's no wonder some of the supplements fail. I mean, my gosh. Interferon couldn't even help these people, yet they use milk thistle, and they plaster all over the place that milk thistle is not good for the liver. And it is a total misrepresentation of the study. It doesn't even make sense to do that type of study for milk thistle, and it frustrates us here at Life Extension. And we just want your listeners to understand what's really going on out there. Why would they do this? Because there's this backroom effort to really knock this industry, because we are a direct threat to Big Pharma.
Well, let's face it, too. Milk thistle is used in hospitals as well as N-acetylcysteine. When the average, you know, thousands of people a year come in from liver toxicity due to taking too much Tylenol, some of them taking nighttime versions of Tylenol to get to sleep. They don't even need the Tylenol. Their livers start to fail. One of the go-to remedies is milk thistle and N-acetylcysteine.
And
it works.
NAC.
It works.
Yeah, and it just, I guess I get a little frustrated, and I just sometimes have to get it off my chest. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, Carl, if in the next year or so you see this big study done and the headline reads, pomegranate does not help the heart. And when you really look at the study, you realize that they used pomegranate in people who've had two heart attacks, stage 4 heart failure. These people can't even get out of bed.
Well, look,
Mayo
Clinic did that to vitamin C as a cancer therapy. When they didn't compare apples to apples, they gave oral vitamin C, which is not highly bioavailable, compared to intravenously delivered vitamin C. They did not get the blood levels of vitamin C up to the standards that those who use it for cancer treatment got it up. And then they simply dismissed it and said it has no effect on cancer.
It has no effect.
But see, here's – okay.
Before you go on, so that brings up the second point. So here's what I want to do with your audience. I want to put them through a little class here.
Okay.
How do you judge if a study is well-designed? The first thing you look at is what we just talked about. The first thing you look at is what person did they use in this study? Who did they include and who did they exclude? And if you notice that it is a study with a supplement and it's a sick person, that right there tells you that you're stacking the odds that this is going to fail. That's the first thing. The second thing then is, what exactly are they giving these people? You know as well as I know, Carl, that not all vitamin C's in this industry are created equal.
Right.
Not all the different ways that you administer are equal. There's so many other factors involved there. So you have to ask yourself, were they using a high quality form of that nutrient? Were they delivering it correctly? Were they getting blood levels up the way it should be? Those are all questions you should ask. And what you'll find, overwhelmingly, almost all the time, they're using low dose, poor quality, wrong route of administration.
And in the area of poor quality, we all know that milk thistle is standardized for Silmarin, You pronounce it however you want. Silymarin.
Silymarin. Yeah, you actually have to have it standardized to a certain, I think it's
85%. 85%. It's got to be 85% Silymarin in order for it to be effective. So, you know, if they're using something that's 15, 20, 30% or just say, another thing that they like to do is to use a whole form of milk thistle. So it's not even standardized. You know what I mean?
Another example, too, recently, last month, they came out with a study showing that DHA, the omega-3, doesn't have any effect on cognitive function in older people. The dose that they used was like 150 milligrams.
So
it's either quality, it's dosing, how they administer it. It's so easy to design a study to fail. I mean, imagine if I was going to take Lipitor in people that had, I mean, significantly elevated cholesterol, and I gave them the lowest dose possible. I basically stacked the odds that I can have a nice headline that says Lipitor doesn't help people with high cholesterol.
Maybe we should
start doing
that. You
see how you can stack the odds there?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty simple.
But you know what, Dr. Smith? There's something else that we promote here on the show that has become part of my mantra for the past year now. And that is people must apply critical thinking skills. You must apply what you know to be true. Because I got to be honest with you, I've lost a lot of faith in science in general. I really have. Because the old adage, live by the sword, die by the sword. If you live by science, you can die by science. You find a research piece that says this is good. Someone will publish one that says this is bad. At the end of the day, you got to look. And I listened to an old show that you and I did once, and you commended me for using the word health history. You must become a health historian. You have to look back and say, was this true 200 years ago? And if it wasn't, you must give that greater gravity than the science du jour.
Yeah, you're right. And so, and I think that's important. And that's why I wanted to go over these points. I think, in the fall, I know there's a lot of studies that are going to be published, in some pretty major peer-reviewed journals bashing the, you know, have you noticed they all come in clusters?
Yes.
These studies, like you'll see five or six and then it calms down and then that's because I think that there's actually a little bit more, organization here in some of these bad studies, to cluster them like that to really get the attention of people. So again, remember, who are they studying in it? If it's sick people, discredit the study right there. Number two, if it's a bad quality, the wrong dose, the wrong standardization, you need to look at all that. And the third thing I want to mention, most of the studies bashing supplements, the original study design, Carl, had nothing to do with the supplement. Most of the time they're population studies and they said, well, we're going to, you know, these people filled out a survey. Based on what they filled out, we're going to look back at those surveys. They do a retrospective analysis and they data mine for studies that used a vitamin survey at one point. And from that survey, from that part of that study, they'll then draw these overarching conclusions that the vitamins didn't work in this study that wasn't even designed to look at that nutrient. So keep in mind, most of these clinical studies that are making these broad announcements on mainstream media that supplements don't work, they're not even designed to look at the nutrient, and they're survey-based studies, which are notoriously unreliable.
Well, not only that, but as you so aptly pointed out on a show that we did one time about cholesterol, that quite often these population-type studies, they are all based on summarization. They look at something and they say, well, these people all have this, and we know that this trend is also going on, so this trend must be causing this. And you pointed out how Dr. Ansel Keys did a group of population studies and just surmised that since heart attacks were going up and the consumption of saturated fats was also going up, saturated fat must have been the cause for heart attacks. It was not controlled for tobacco use. Was not
Nothing.
Controlled
it was in
for
control
diabetes. Wasn't controlled for the additional consumption of sugars. So,
well, see, and here's what happens. It's not that you can't learn something from that, but you can't draw an absolute conclusion.
Yes.
You can maybe make an association that then is your driving hypothesis for an actual clinical study that would hold all those other factors the same, right? That would factor in the smoking and the inflammation and all the other stuff. So all of these population studies are supposed to be, at best, hypothesis generating. But yet, the media picks them up and does what? Makes a headline or a soundbite that makes it sound like it's an absolute conclusion.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. They're not conclusions.
Do you have a couple minutes to sit through a break, or do you want me to just go right into these other questions with you and just go long on this?
I actually have to go right in. I can spend a couple more minutes.
Well,
with
then
you,
let's just then. I need short answers to a couple questions before I let you go.
Okay.
Number one, systemic enzymes and their effects on fibrosis and advanced glycation end products. A value or not a value?
A value, but I question some of the bioavailability of the systemic enzymes.
So, in other words,
meaning. How long do they last?
Okay, so is it better to
meaning they have good absorption, but I don't know the effectiveness of them over time. They're not going to last in your system very long.
So you got to, and that's one of the things that they talk about. You got to take them several times a day.
Yeah, and so there's maybe different ways to formulate them with phytosome-type formulations where you wrap them in fat. There's different research going on. I like the idea. I like the effectiveness, but the bioavailability has to improve.
Okay, next. Last thing, telomerase activators. Any new news on telomerase activators? Any validity? Any support?
No, the only one that's really standing out, astragalus, again, keeps coming back for immune cell telomerase activity. I'm just waiting for infectious disease doctors to start using it in HIV patients. It increases the CD4 life cycle significantly. So astragalus is out there. And then, of course, your stilbene compounds, ficetin, for instance,
right.
Resveratrol, sulfur-based compounds seem to also have some telomerase activity. So, again, it's not – I don't know. The Today Show did a whole thing on this, but it was more on the pharmaceutical side. You do know big pharma out there is developing chemical alternatives to the natural telomerase nutrients, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, they know there's a value to it. Listen, Dr. Smith, I know we took you a little long today. I really appreciate you coming on the show and catching up with
us.
My
pleasure, Carl.
And can't wait to see you and your handsome face sitting next to Suzanne Summers on her television show.
It's going to be exciting. Huh? We're going out there to film it pretty soon.
You know what's
going to
happen.
Yes.
He's not going to come on our show anymore. That's what's going to, he's going to become...
Nah, that's not true.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Smith, thanks for being on the show today.
All right, take care, Carl.
Okay. Go get your copy of Life Extension Foundations magazine by going to superhumanradio.com and click looking for the Life Extension banner ad or calling the toll-free number there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'll wrap up the show. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced
advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, quick update. So last night I got home. Many of you who listened to the show yesterday know I was complaining that for 2 weeks I have not had a testosterone shot. It's all part of a little experiment that I'm doing. And so for 2 weeks, I had not had a testosterone shot. And yesterday was really the bottom of the barrel for me because I was totally non-functional. I didn't feel like coming into the studio and working. I couldn't think clearly. I just felt like H-E double hockey sticks. Okay? So, and I said yesterday, I can't imagine going through life feeling like that. How do men do it? I just felt so old, so withered. I felt 54. I felt my age. I understand what guys that they get to this age, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to get out of the chair. They don't want to talk to people. They don't want to do anything at all. They don't want to work. They hate their lives. They hate their jobs. They hate everything. So last night I got home and I gave myself my standard HRT shot. And lo and behold, I woke up this morning and had energy again. And as the day goes on, I feel better and better. So all I can say is to those of you who are 40 plus and are giving hormone replacement therapy the occasional thought but haven't decided to take a try at it, I would suggest you try it for 1 month, just 1 month. Give it 1 month. If you're worried, if your doctor tells you, oh, testosterone is linked to prostate cancer, testosterone will destroy your liver, testosterone, all this nonsense, which is just not true. That's just an uneducated, uninformed doctor. But if your doctor tries to scare you out of it, say, you know what? I'd like to try it for a month and just see what happens. Try it for a month. And if you don't feel like you're 25 years old again, and I don't mean, everybody thinks it's about libido. Interestingly enough, my libido didn't go away as my testosterone levels dropped, but my zest and my love of life went away. So if you don't feel youthful again, if you don't feel vibrant again, if you don't feel engaged again, if you don't have the emotional and spiritual and mental energy that you had in your 20s, where you're excited to do the things that you do day in and day out, then after a month, just stop. That's all. But I say try it first. And the analogy I gave years ago on this show will ring true. It's like living in a warehouse with 100 light bulbs in it, and every year one light bulb goes out. And by the time you're 45 years old, 45 light bulbs are gone. But because it's one light bulb a year, the transition is very smooth. Then somebody comes in and replaces those 45 light bulbs, and you go, holy mackerel, is this how bright it used to be in here? That's what it does to your life. Okay? So don't be afraid. Don't be scared off by propaganda from misinformed doctors. Testosterone is a hormone that tells your body it's still youthful, it's still vital, and keep repairing things and stay alive. And there's nothing wrong with that message. I sure feel better today, I'll tell you that. Okay, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. We will see you then. Goodbye.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.